Okay, crack it through. Okay, we're ready to begin. Okay,
Let's go.
Zech and Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Yisrael Pritz is Zech and Nishmas Daniel Shein of Yeshua Fowl. So we mentioned that is a minug, the minug that the Rama brings down not to get married during Bein HaMitzar. So all 3 weeks, not to get married. And we discussed yesterday, but what about if a person was never Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu? Now we know in Hilchos Avelos, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to get married during Shlosh. Whereas a person, that's the, in other words, we know there's certain halachas of Shiva, certain halachas of Shloshim, certain halachas of Yud Beis Chodesh. So the din of Nisuin is a din in Shlosh. You don't get married during Shlosh. You don't get married during Shlosh. But the halacha is if you weren't Mekayim Pur Revu, then you could get married during Shlosh. So that was the Shavus Yaakov discussed that. So is this minhag of the of Bein HaMitzarim, is it more chomer than Shloshim? Because by regular Shloshim, you would be able to get married if you weren't Mekayim Pur Revu. And here, he was asking a question, what not, and he seems to conclude that it would be usher, either because it's not a mazel dikah shah, so the lo misam the milsa, or because normally the din of getting married for an ovel is only the ovel. He lost a relative. No one else lost a relative, just him. So it won't create, like someone said yesterday, it won't create a zilzal in the Shloshim. But here, if we say that you could get married and everyone could come to your wedding, so then it might be a zilzal in the whole Shloshim, because the din of Meinu Mitzarim is not only for one person, it's for everybody. So therefore, the Shavus Yaakov says that even though we're makel by Shloshim, if you go Mekayim Pur Revu to get married, but not by Beinu Mitzarim and not by Sfira either.
But Rabbi, are you familiar with that there are people who hold, let's say, I'm giving an example. Somebody holds from Pesach to Dag Ba'Omer. And there's some people who hold from Rosh Chodesh till Shavuos. And there's some people make a wedding in the begin before Rosh Chodesh year, and some people make after. And the people who are invited to both, and they're told you can go to both because, I mean, even though they, you know, they, are you familiar with this, that people go
yes,
to
yes,
both?
Yes, I am familiar. Yes.
But isn't it like a tarte de sasri? You know,
no, it's not a tarte de sasri. I always say it's only a tarte de sasri if you marry two women, one in the first sphere and the other in the second sphere. That'll be a tarte de sasri. But if you have a lot of friends, and one friend keeps this part of the sphere and one friend keeps the other part of the sphere, you can go to all the weddings you want because you're not getting married. He's getting married. I said, if you marry two wives.
But isn't it a zilzal? Isn't it a zilzal?
It's not a zilzal because you're following, he has the right to follow his minhag. But if you would say, I'm marrying two women, you know, obviously we don't marry two women, but if you were married two women and one and in both parts of Sfira, that would be a zilzal. Okay, you like that one? That's a good answer. Okay. So there now. So take a look here in the Gemara Moed Katan on page one and packet base. Tan Rabbanan Kol Shloshim Yom LeNisuin. Right, that's the what we said. But Mesa Ishto also Liso Acheres Achievovo Shloshir Gol. There's another halacha that if Chas V'Shalom, a person's wife passed away, then he has to wait Sholosh Regolim before he could remarry. Because we don't want the memory to be so fresh while he's so therefore. It's more, you have to wait a longer amount of time than a regular person who lost a relative and is getting married, but Meisha Ishto, he's waiting Shalosh Ragolim.
You don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. There are sometimes heterim if you need somebody or something like that. Oh, so that's the discussion here. Okay. But now there is another halakha. Okay. So that's the din of that. Now take a look here for a second on page 2. The Rambam. Here he's talking about tanios for geshamim, that if there was famine and they didn't have rain, they would accept different fasts. The first fast, the second fast, different fasts they would do. Avru elu v'lo nonu v'matim v'masu matim v'inu shal simcha v'tia shal simcha. And then he says, matim be'erisin v'suot elim kein loki mitzvahs pira v'rikya. So he says it's interesting that we got me the tainus kishamim that we said that people have to abstain from getting married because this is a man, you know, it's a sad time. It's a tzara. There's no rain and there's famine and you have to daven, etc. So, and the different, you know, periods of different tanaisim, but once the certain them passed and still they didn't get rain, so you can't have simcha. And then it says matan be'erusin and nisuin, and you can't get married in that tkufa. Also, elim kei loki and mitzvahs peri v'rivka. So what do you see over here? That Lugabe Piri Verivia, Lugabe the Tainus Bishamim, that Lugabe the Tainus Bishamim, that there's an issur of getting married. But if you weren't Makayim Peru Vru, you can get married. Because that's the regular halacha, that whenever there's an issue to get married, like by Shloshim, but if you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, then you can get married. So that's what the discussion we were having yesterday. What about by Sfira? And what about by, you know, the...
Ein
HaMetzarim. So that was the Shaila that the Shlus Yaakov had. And he decided to say no. But it's interesting that over here, in the Tainus of Gishamim, you're allowed to get married, even though normally we said, you know, during this time, the Matim Simcha, Matim Be'erusin, V'nesuim, LMK, Loki, and Mitzvah Spirit of Arivian. Now, there's another halacha about getting married. I was once at such a wedding. One time in my life. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, right? So I was once in a shul between Mincha and Maariv, they made a chuppah on Chol HaMoed. But what's this heter? So the on page 3 of Chesed Beis of Moed Cotton says, Ein nosim noshim b'moed, right? Lo besulos, lo almanos, lo viyamim, lo shimcha hilo. Alo machse hu es grushasa. Machse your grusha. Right? If you divorce your wife and now she didn't remarry yet. If she remarried, then you can't, it's too late. Because that's a possible chumash. If she remarried and then got divorced to the other guy, you can't take her back. Even if it's not a girl. Going, yeah. But we say that to be maxi gushoso is not a simple. I don't know. Look at Rashi. The ain't a simcha kol kach. Rashi says it's not such a big simcha. So therefore, normally a chol moed you can't get married because ain't marv simcha b'simcha. But this is not such a big simcha. This is not such a big simcha. So that's the story over here. So a chol moed you're allowed to be machzik u'shasa. So the discussion in the poskim, right? So the wedding, it was just like the regular milchamarv people in shul, and they made a chuppah between milchamarv who was called moed, and it was machzik u'shasa. If they did, I don't think I was invited to them. So what would that, and what would be by Ben HaMitzarim? So that's the question. What's the din of Ben HaMitzarim? So yesterday we had a discussion, Loki and Peru Ru. And that was a discussion. What about Machzik Rushoso by Ben HaMitzarim? So what's the story with all these cases? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef says a klal, which we saw in the Shvus Yaakov yesterday. It got me the Isser of Nosim Noshim Bebein HaMitzarim. So the says a klal here. The Beis Yosef on the next page 4. Mashal ein dogim lisa isha klal afilu meisha ein lo isha banim. Bishul belo masamna luhu milsa. Whereas, how come there's a minhag not to get married if normally you could get married even during shloshim? So meaning it's not the stavra. It's going to be more chomer than shloshim. Shloshim is a real din. This is just a minhag. So it's going to be more chomer. So he says, "Yeah, you should, because it's not a good siman. It's not a siman, you know, siman bracha. It's not a good zman, you know, to get married."
Rabbi, can I ask a question, please?
Yeah,
we're looking at the Rambam. The Rambam said when it's a time of calamity in the world, he wasn't. Go ahead, get married. Yes. I'm thinking like when there's a calamity in the world, Chas v'Shalom, we don't know when it's going to finish. So we don't want him to wait. But here, the 3 weeks, you know, in 3 weeks, it's going to be over. He can wait 3 weeks, not the end of the world. That's why we're maybe more machmir.
Yeah, in other words, Rabbi Katan is saying, you mean, in other words, if there's a kindness kshamim, he's saying you can get married because he's saying because it's indefinite how long it's going to go on for. That's a nice far. It was the 3 weeks. Is the 3 weeks? After 3 weeks, it's over, right? But he's saying when it's a calamity in the world because there's a famine or there's a drought or something like that. So we don't marry Noshim, but if Loki and Peruvu, we won't make him because he's saying because that's an indefinite thing. Okay, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. So let's see now the Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos on page 5, Perek Hey, Halachavav. Says, "Mishi kares av matim besimcha." The Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Avos B'Soch also the Saper L'Chabes L'Lubosh Kli Meguatz Fil Kli Pishtam Atche Yavor HaTainis Fil L'Chabes L'Aniach L'Ach HaTainis also to do laundry U'Kvar Nogu Yisrael Shalolech Al-Basar B'Shabbos Zoh. So the comments from Merchatz. So it's interesting. So the Rambam doesn't have a concept of the 3 weeks. Right? That's not in the Rambam. Right? And does he even have a concept of the suin? Well, he has for meat, he says. Furnish a well for boss of Shabbos here. You're right. He doesn't have. Right, he just has Shagur Shakabo, yeah. Oh. So let's now look in the Sefer Pri Ha'adama, page 6 and page 7. Sefer Pri Ha'adama. Pri Ha'adama this part of Pri Ha'adama is the parish on the Rambam. Okay? It says like this, Perek Hei Din Vav, that's Perek Hei in the Rambam, Halach of Vav. In Rosh Chodesh on the Titans, it may be in your Nisuan, Yom Rosh Chodesh Av Atzmo, Tosim Sev Shulchan Malachim Tzav Yad, she may be Min Hagi Yishlayim, the field be Yom Rosh Chodesh Atzmo Oser, Mati Lom Yisef Rokech. So he says that he brings down Minhag Yerushalayim, that even on Rosh Chodesh, he can't get married. And he has died in Nirek Haven, the field pony, who pill you have the smoke, Yimu Yomim, and a field gum, Yom Rosh Chodesh, also Mishum, the base Yomim Acher. In other words, he says that maybe even Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't, because you're going to have Simcha at least for 3 days. I am sure that's a Arachayim, Shim Mari Bruna, Linian, Binyan, Shim Hiska, Kodim Rosh Chodesh, etc. I love the Shim Rasko, Yom Rosh Chodesh. Because of Minag Izmir, less of Yudzai. So he quotes Minag Izmir, less of Yudzai Thomas, a field of Shadech. They said Minag Izmir, they wouldn't make Shiduchim, even from Shiva Sepa Thomas. Again, we discussed the other day what is Shiduchim. In other words, Shiduchim might be more than just an engagement. But Shiduchim can mean that you have real Tanoim, that you have. Shiduchim means that you sign a document that if you're going to back out, you're going to pay a certain fine. So it's a certain severity of commitment when there's Shiduchim. So he says, Minhag of Izmir is to aser Shiduchim also, even for the whole 3 weeks. Rami Yushalayim, the Indian Basa Hikil of Mogul, Isubiyam Rosh Chodesh, by the Kabbalah like Hegel. So he's quoting the Minhag of Yushalayim that he's quoting, saying that not necessarily the Minhag today in Yushalayim. The Indian Basa Hikil will also Isubiyam Rosh Chodesh. Right? In other words, we normally say the 9 days starts with Rosh Chodesh. So there was an old minhag in Yerushalayim that Rosh Chodesh could still have meat. Still have meat on Rosh Chodesh. We don't do that. Why the kibbutz like kibbutz? And then they didn't ask the yayin at all. Only the Suda HaMafsekas. Because the Medina Gemara, the only time it's also to have wine is at the Suda HaMafsekas. Just at the Suda HaMafsekas. But we're doing all 9 days. And even the people who didn't have 9 days or also Shavuot Shechalbo, but he said that's only for meat. Well, Yain Le Kiblu. So, but it's interesting that Minhag Izmir is even L'Shadech. Now, again, I don't think that necessarily means to get engaged. People ask me this all the time. Did they get engaged during the 9 days? For the 3 weeks. So Asher says they could. First of all, we don't necessarily have Minhag Izmir. Minhag Izmir was the Shadeh, but I don't think getting engaged is definitely necessarily the Shadeh. You could say it is, but, you know, because it is a certain level of commitment. But the Shiduchim in those days, you know, was the real, like, Hasidisha Tanoim. but they really signed the document that, you know, today, I told you the other day that Tanoim today, just like the Shefa says, opportunity to give kibbutz, you know, which is good. I like to give our kibbutz. It's good to be Mechabe people. I'm very into that. Yeah. But the Minigun, that old Minigun Yishalayim was that the 9 days was meat, not wine. Right. Okay, I just gave him a pack of new tests. I just gave that in this morning. And, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library told me I should make 21 packets for Beta Mitzarim. So I made 19 the rest. So he said I should make 21. So that's an interesting, idea. So with the two chidushim that we see in the Sefer of Pri Adama is the Isser of Shidukim, even during the 3 weeks, and the Kula of wine. Okay, so let's now continue on the next page and the Knesset HaGdolah. So the Shiari Knesset HaGdolah also discusses the question of getting married during the 3 weeks. So he writes here in the Knesset HaGdolah, in Tilchus Tisha B'Av, the Tavkuf Nun Aleph, on page 9. That's a minute. So he quotes Lola Aris for Lola Shadik. So now, Erisin we don't do Bisman Azeh, because in Erisin we do at the wedding. There was used to be that they would the Kaddish, the Isha, you know, the Kesef in front of Adim, and then they would separate for a year and then come back. And so the minute he quotes the minig, not even to do Erisin. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that you can do Erisin what? Even on Tisha B'Av. You can be Mekaddish a woman even on Tisha B'Av. But he has a minig not to do Erisin or Shidduchim in this. Right. So look at the Prima Gadim now. The Prima Gadim is going to discuss what about Machzik Rushas during Beit HaMitzarim. In other words, is there a limitation of Machzik Rushas the Beit HaMitzarim. So again, even be Machzik Rushoso on Chol HaMoed. So if you could be Machzik Rushoso on Chol HaMoed, which is more chomer, so maybe you could do it. So look in the Prima Gadim here on page 10. Ein nosei ein megan nisun levat simcha v'lo matzasek is b'din Machzik Rushoso. Rosh Chodesh on a Titus. The love simcha v'lo adom osu. So he's mefalpel back and forth, but the machzik rishoso is mutter, during the 9 days, etc. And if you look in the Sefer Moed L'Chol Chai, that's by Rav Chaim Falaji, page 11. During the 9 days. Right, so the Sefer Moed L'Chol Chai That's Rav Chaim Falaziu. So he writes here on page 12. Afil Alman Shaloki Imperial Rivia, Yerchak Masas Nasun Benim Sari. That's a Kutushmus Yaakov. That even if you weren't Makai, Masik Mushoso Aine Shalavram, Imperial Dimistapik, Lani is like the Ankon Suffolk. So he says he doesn't think the pre-Megadim had a suffix about. He says it's not a suffix. He's sura lekav eino elam shemdul b'sam de milsa. You can't have a machzik yushosu yachoshish lazat. Yeah. So he says it's not. There's no iser, but it's still the minig is not to do it because the Beis Yosef says it's not a siman tov. It's Rosh Yaakov, yeah. It's not a suffix, meaning Medina, it's definitely mutter, but it's not a simon bracha. It's not a bobasam and milsa. So therefore he feels that you should do it, but not Medina, but because it's Loma Samdan also. So now he says further on page 14. Afil Alman Shaloki and Pir of Yerav Yichach Melasas Nesu and Beina Mitzarim. Right? Umachzik Rishosu Ein Elish. Yeah, that would be 12. 13, I'm sorry. Machzik Rushoso, Novad Hitir Marikash. It was the Marikash said that that's in the Shulchan Aruch, the Marikash. Let's see in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see if I have it on this page or was it another packet. But it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Marikash permitted. Permitted Machzik Rushoso. Maybe the Rav Apri Chodesh, the Agadni Yishlatel Mishayichin Akol, and the Suber Pesach Venenas. As Yochalisa Kodom Lagbom, I'm sure the Chosim is stopping. Is it Malkin, is Canaan, Almoni, Hakulim, Israel, Shad Chuchlem? If you have an old people that are both Alman or Almana, they go to Eretz Israel and they have to get married before they go. Okay, so he says the Marikash is makel for Machzik Rushoso. So, and then if there's another Shas HaKach, there could be other cases as well. If you want to look at the Marikash, take a look on page 14 or 15. You can see the Marikash inside. It says the Marikash, the Tov Tzadi Gimel. So he says, you can do what? Drink sphere. You should wait. There's Shalom Bais. She agrees now that they want to get back together. So don't wait till after Cholamoid, after Sfira, right? Do it right away. You know, for Shalom Bais, we'll be Mochek Shem Hashem by Sota. Shem Yisrael, and then maybe one of them will back out. Gam ki ein bo simcha, and there's no new, it's not a fresh simcha. So the Marikash was Mako on Machzik Rosh Hashanah. And now look at the Pre-Chodesh here, page 16. Says the Pre-Chodesh, Bizman Shiyesh Sam Siba Gon Shalokiyim Pur Virivya O Mishayim O Mishim Shashem Kiyotzim Zeh Loi Chashinim In Hagav No Si Isha. But as he's saying, there's the minute not to get married during Sira, but he says that you can be Mekel if you're not one Mekayim Pur Virivya. As long as you don't make such a big affair. So that's it. So interesting. We never saw this before. You know, that Bochashinu ben Hagam, Benosi Isha. That's a big cool to get married during Sfira. No, this is even not Machzik Ushasa. This is for somebody who wasn't Mekayim Peruvuyat. Yeah, it was a regular fellow, like you were saying, Rabbi Bam was saying yesterday. A regular guy. He didn't get married yet, so he wasn't a kind Peruvu. Obviously, this is not our minute, because like Rabbi Bam said yesterday, everyone can get married during Sphira. You have a problem that the halls won't be booked. You know, people have problems with the halls are booked. Because you don't get married during Sphere, it's the best time.
So this carries over to the 3 weeks too?
Oh, right. So that's the question. Are the 3 weeks more Chumrah than Sphere? But I told you what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said. It was told in his name. He never saw a Krum Sfara in the Pre-Chadash. He never saw a Krum Sfara in the Pre-Chadash. I told you that. Maybe Josh Hoffman was to go from Lichtenstein. Never saw a Krum Sfara in the Pre-Chadash. So he says, "Bizman sheyesham siba kagon shaloki emperu v'ru al misha ein lo misha im shashenu." Or he's an older man. He needs someone to just help him out in the house. So you're allowed to get married, just like by Shloshim you can get married, right? Those times, that was the first Gemara we saw, that if you don't have one mekan peruvu and mishim shem shenu, so you can get married to a Shloshim. So Sfira shouldn't be more chomer than Shloshim. Aram lunzano b'sev shtei yodos. And the Re'im, who Rav Tshuva's Re'im, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, he was Mekel. Listen to this. Say, if you don't have, if you have one wife, and then and you don't have children with her, so he says, you're not divorced, so you can marry a second wife to Mekayim Peruvu. Because Lo Gozer Al-Kach Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola. Right? Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom shouldn't apply the Mekayim Peruvu. Rav Mari Mintz calling Aleh Hachal Lo Havi Elam and Hoga Balma Yish Lahate B'Pshitas. So in other words, Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom is mochaber. Right? This is just a minhag. So this should be pasha to be making. This should be pasha to be making. That's what Rav Shechter always says. You can't have a minhag to not to do a din. So it's a pre-chadash. The pre-chadash is mekel, during Sfira. Wow. And the Chora before these poskim would probably be mako on 3 weeks also. At least 3 weeks, maybe the 9 days of Mochomer, we said the first time, because that might be din midin hagemara, mishenichnas avam atim simcha. But the fact that you don't get married 3 weeks, that's for sure just a minhag. Again, I'm not trying to change minhag Yisrael, because the maisa, it's not the minhag. So, you know, our minhag is not to follow these minhagim of the prichadash. Even though Rav Lichtenstein said he never said a krum svara, the answer is it's not a krum svara. Right? It's not a svara. It's just it's a minute. This is the minute. But the svara, he's right. The svara, he's right.
Last year, I went to a wedding during the 3 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. It was Ashkenaz wedding. There were extenuating circumstances for the chassan, and the Masada Kiddushin at the beginning said that the chief rabbi gives his blessing to Hassan and Kala, and he knows full well about this wedding.
Yeah, the chief rabbi of
Ashkenaz, chief rabbi. I don't remember who his name. Who was his chief rabbi now? Back then, who was it? Same person, I think.
Lau.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lau?
Yeah. I mean, the story was is that they had to get back to China for. Because of visa issues or something, but Minhag they allowed him to override it.
So they get married when during the 3 weeks.
In the 3 weeks, yeah.
Not during the 9 days.
Not during the 9 days, no.
3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks is a minute.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Look, you know, you have to be very careful because you know you need a big hurrah to, because these Minhagim are Minhag Yisrael of you know. Like for example, kidneys. People are etching to try to, you know, get rid of kidneys. That's why I hold you have to be more machmir of kidneys. That's why I'm machmir that quinoa kidneys.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very, very stark to machmir. Not everyone agrees with me, but I especially in Minhagim, that you see that people are itching to try to, you know, so. Yeah, but I think that kid was actually kids.
Why?
Because it is. It's meat in the midgun. You make bread out of it. That's it. And it's meat in the midgun. It's a thing that's similar to. Yeah, so I happen to like quinoa, but not on Pesach. I could hold back not eating quinoa for 8 days. It's not the biggest nisayon. And then he quotes the Marikash. The Machzik Rushoso is put there. Again, this is Hilchas Tzav Tzadi Gimel, this Hilchas Sphira. But he quotes from the Reim that he was matir to take two wives. Which is not just a minhag, that's very, you know, it's a chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. And he says that the Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't gozer if it's a shaila of peruvim. Okay. Then we should, one of my favorite svarim is the Orlet Tzion. You know, if you know me, you have to know that Orla Tzion, Rabbi Tzion Abashol, Toshiva Parat Yosef, the big posik. So he wrote these tshuvas. So he writes, on page 18, so he has a discussion about getting married during the 3 weeks. So again, if you're an Ashkenazi, so that's you have the minhag. Sfardi doesn't even have the minhag. But he says, look on page 18 on the left side. On the Yishki Hilos, the day Sfarad, Shenagu Kedas HaRamah. Because even Sfardim, you know how it is. Sfardim, you know, also, a lot of them want to follow the Ramah not to get married during the 3 weeks. Even though they're minhagim, not even to get shiduchim. But we said that a lot of Sfarim are machmir because it's not a siman bracha during that time. So he says venira. So he wants to say, I've been seeing Abashol in the Orla Tzion. It says Eila Hachmir Bismanehim Shum Kusom the Mos Moshikosan Agraf Falaji. Because we saw the Graf Falaji says in the Moed B'chol Chai, he said what? That we should
refrain.
That Medina it's all mutter, but it's not a mazel tekashah. But he says I guess people that feels that I can't even wait. It's hard to imagine. You're going to violate Yisurim Kamurim just to wait for 3 more weeks. And he says, okay, that's a little bit much. You know? I don't know. And he says, bottom on page 19, and everyone can come. The besimcha of the elu sheshomeh klishir, even though the minig is not to hear klishir from during the 3 weeks. From welcome the besimchas mitzvah shall simchas chasam mekal is mutter. Well, okay, that's what he wants to say. That's he feels that the chashash takola, people who are not going to be married to doing certain averus, maybe can override this idea that it's not a sin of bracha. Wow. Okay. And the last thing in the Sefer Shari Nechama.
But does he think that you should make the wedding a little bit like a smaller wedding, like we said before? Remember we said before
I don't know. Here he doesn't. I don't know if he speaks about that.
I get his reason why he's okay with getting married. But why not be memayit the simcha a little bit by having?
Maybe he'll without. Tell you that. Why should we be memayit the simcha? Simcha's chasam akala is a real halacha, and why should we be memayit the simcha's chasam akala?
Because it's the 3 weeks. Because the entire Klal Yisrael is in mourning. That's
right.
Why.
But he said that's a minute. I mean, if it would be from Tisha B'Av, from Rosh Chodesh onward. That's Mimati B'Simcha. That's what we said yesterday, the first day. That the Sefer Orah of Rashi says that's Medina. But not to get married from during the 3 weeks is a minute. So, but if a person can't do that minute because he's going to violate the Averis, so they'll let him get married sooner. And then let him, and why should he lose out on a regular wedding?
Yeah, I mean, once you already have a wedding, you know, you shouldn't make a shvach or wedding if you don't have to.
Right. But you think, don't make a shvach wedding if you don't have to make a shvach wedding. You know, why should you? Again, Mamaisa, we don't really do these things, you know. But it's, you know, then he writes here, Efshar Moshe's own time, Rapim Gemara, the Gemara above Basra, Shachar writes to quote this Gemara, that after the Churban, the Gemara says that people were saying that we really shouldn't get married anymore. so, you know, set with the foreman. But we can't do that. Ain't goes to say al tzibur. So therefore, we're not going to. But at least the gabri 3 weeks, we could, you know, we could keep it for 3 weeks, not getting married. But really, people said we shouldn't have kids anymore. We shouldn't have. They were so depressed. So, you know. Okay, and Avshem and Meshach Shana Mutu is Katim, Kol Mokav, Yomim Elishim Sab, Kol Shlai, Bro, Maharas, Tsar, and all this Katim, like you said, Avram. Okay, so what we discussed today is that there's an instant, the minute is, and how far do we go with the minute? In other words, because there are certain areas in Halacha that it's also Medina, like Machzik Mushasa was also Medina. Right, but yet we allow it on Cholamoyim because it's not a simple kolkach. So then, so that's the suffix of the prima godim. And the Rav Chaim Volozhin, he says it shouldn't be a suffix. It's not a mutter, but still you should do it because it's not a good simple. And then we have to see how far do you carry that over to other things, like people want to move into a new house or something like that. You know, do we say, oh, it's not a good, you know? So that we'll be talking about in future trip, right? Stay in Israel and extra Shabbos, you know, but Mezush Hashem, these things will be talked about. Okay. Mezush Hashem, you'll have a good day. Mezush Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue at the same time. Mezush Hashem at 11 o'clock. We also have Parsha Shir tomorrow, so the Shir is a little shorter. And then we have Parsha Shavua at 11:30. So from 11 to 11:30, we'll have the regular Shir and Hilchos Beit HaMitzarim, and from 11:30 to 12, we'll have Parshas HaShavu. Okay, and the Shir normally will be meeting 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, it's nice to see everybody.
Have a pleasant day, Rabbi. Take care.
Have a good day, Rabbi. Then,
Kol Tov to everybody. What?